بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, in the Quran Kareem, in the 22nd juz of the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala outlines and enumerates 10 outstanding qualities of the believers. And in this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to males and females. Generally, in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala include the females within the males. But this is one place in the Quran Kareem wherein Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about males and females separately because of the importance of certain qualities and certain characteristics. In the month of Ramadan and generally, you and I, we desire two things. If we just got two things, we are successful. And that is to get the maghfirat of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah. Allah must just wipe our sins and delete it. And second, we want Jannah. That is what the whole the month of Ramadan is all about. Asking for Jannah and freedom from Jahannam. Just now, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahib spoke about the same thing. We want Jannah and Allah must save us from Jahannam. And may Allah grant us Jannah, Allah save us from Jahannam. But one prescription for it is, الزاكرين الله كثيرا والزاكرات. Those males and those females, they make lots and lots of zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then Allah says, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرًا وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. People with these qualities, people making lots of zikr, men and women, males and females, giving the heart and soul in the zikr of Allah, Allah will forgive them. And Allah will give them lots of reward. Forgiveness will be safe from Jahannam. And reward will be Jannah. And the most important thing, the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Jaddidu imanakum. Renew your people's iman. Sahaba said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulallah, kayfa nujaddidu imanana? How should we increase our iman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَكْسِرُوا مِنْ قَوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Increase, say لا إله إلا الله many, many times. Lots of times. Day in, day out, whenever you remember, say لا إله إلا الله. One is to verbally say it, and what is with the meaning of لا إله إلا in your heart? Submission to Allah. Remove غير الله from the heart. Allah, the greatest of Allah, the azmat of Allah, that comes out from our hearts. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Miftahul Jannah, Shahadatu Allah ilaha illallah. The key to Jannah, and Allah has kept many keys to Jannah, to make it easy for us to enter into Jannah. If we have many, many keys to our house, and we give everybody easy entrance to the house. Here, Allah has made many keys to Jannah, and one of the keys of Jannah is to make lots and lots of zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. We take our time when we look at the lives of the Anbiya, we look at the life of the Sulaha, we look at the lives of the pious people, we see outstanding quality in them was zikr. They would probably leave out everything of their life, every schedule of their life. One thing they will never leave out is the zikr. If we don't leave out our food, we can't leave out our zikr. One is the physical food we eat to maintain our bodies, and one is the spiritual food. It is the zikr. When we don't make zikr, we must feel that bare chani. We must like the fish out of the water. You just feel uneasy. Until and unless you give your heart and mind to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to take our time every day of our life. We make the zikr of Allah. And Allah must give us a death in such a condition that every single day of our life, we few minutes we took out in making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we must just feel the sukoon, the peace, only when we give our heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I said repeatedly, Allah created that heart for us to give the heart to Allah. How unfair it is. Allah created that heart, and that same heart which Allah created, we give it to Ghairullah. That heart Allah created is for Him. So in our heart, we inhabit only the love of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq. Recite 3 times, Qul Huwallahu Ahad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
Allah, 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 Allah,
Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Allah, Khaliqi, Allah, Raziqi, Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, 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 Allah.
Let us make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that Allah grant us the adat and the habit of making zikr. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make our tongues moist with zikr. And most importantly, Allah must grant us ikhlas when we're making zikr so we get the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.